Yikes.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. Happy Friday. I'm Steve Chiotakis. Thanks for being with us as we continue coverage of the fallout from the financial crisis. Let's just get it out of the way. The markets once again took some big hits as the Dow lost another 400-plus points. Add that to Wednesday's losses and the Dow's dropped almost 1,000 in the last 2 days. The Nasdaq lost 72, S&P stocks lost 47, Asian stocks were mixed, the Nikkei shed about 3%, the Hang Seng was up 3%, European markets are trading up as well, so the news not all bad. Hey, Phil, cue that happy music. Does it still work? Okay, I was just checking. Hopefully we'll play that soon. The Labor Department isn't likely to be playing a happy tune in about an hour and a half when it releases employment figures for October. Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson braces us for what's likely to be some sobering news.
Of all the economic indicators out there, many economists see employment numbers as the most important. Estimates are the nation lost 200,000 jobs in October. It would be the 10th straight month of job losses and would bring the unemployment rate up to 6.3%. Historically, 6.3 is not that bad. We were there as recently as 2003, but that was the height of the last recession, and many economists believe this is just the beginning of this one. Yesterday came word the number of people collecting unemployment benefits reached a high not seen since 1983, an indication that those who are looking for work are having a very hard time finding it. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
Add Tanya Bashir to the ranks of the unemployed. Today's her last day on the job as engineer for JDSU, a fiber optics company in Colorado. She'd been there for 3+ years, and obviously the timing stinks.
Yeah, it's always a tough time if you get laid off. But before the holidays, it's a little bit extra critical because a lot of companies also don't really hire. You know, November, December are traditionally slow month for hiring, and especially with the economy right now, I'm a little bit concerned that it's a bit tough to find a job very quickly.
Your husband, your family, other family members, is there a supplemental income?
No, my husband is also not working. He is self-employed and doing contract work for other companies, but contract work, he's an electrical engineer, also has quite dwindled down over the last year and a half already. So that put a lot of pressure on me. I was the only breadwinner right now.
What's your gut feeling right now? Anxiety, nervousness, hopeful?
Part of me is a little anxious to see where things are going, how quickly we can find a job. There's also some anxiety because if we want to go back to California where there are jobs right now, or some jobs, we're a little bit tied to the house. It's not a great time to sell the house and move. So we're a little bit tied down here in Colorado. We would also like to stay in Colorado if we can. You know, we have always, my husband and I, we're pretty resourceful and smart, and we will find a way to make it work.
Well, Tanya Bashir from Colorado, thank you. Good luck to you.
Thank you very much.
Worried about being laid off yourself? Go to our website and share your strategy for making yourself so valuable your boss couldn't possibly let you go. That's at marketplace.org.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Medtronic, working for improved healthcare access with Health Connect, a practical guide to community outreach. Available to patient-serving groups at medtronic.com/community. And by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build stronger customer relationships through email marketing. ConstantContact.com. Sustainability coverage supported by Calvert, mutual funds, college savings, and retirement investments in companies committed to responsible environmental, social, and governance practices. Calvert.com.
European Union leaders meet today in Brussels to prepare for next week's international summit in Washington on the financial crisis. The EU meeting is yet another organized at the initiative of French President Nicolas Sarkozy. If you think you've been seeing a whole lot of Sarkozy than usual lately, more than usual, it's not an accident. As John Lawrenson reports from Paris on the president's new stint in the spotlight.
Nicolas Sarkozy on French television news, flying into Camp David to meet President Bush. France took over the revolving presidency of the European Union this summer. That means it gets to manage relatively dull EU affairs, such as institutional reform. It does not mean Nicolas Sarkozy has become president of the EU, a post that doesn't exist. But he's behaving as if, so says Charles Jégu, political reporter with the Figaro newspaper.
His friends actually make fun of him and call him the master of the world, because now he's discovering that he can be not only, you know, the president of France, but someone who representing 26 European countries.
Sarkozy wants European leaders to agree today on how to rebuild capitalism, as he puts it. He wants new rules for the markets, new accounting standards for the banks, limits to traders' bonuses, and, says his biographer Michel Richard, he's bent on getting results.
He is possessed with the idea of action. So during this crisis, the world has discovered what we in France have seen for some time, that not a day goes by without him making some sort of initiative.
And all this activity is going down well with the French public. A year ago, Sarkozy's personal approval scores were right down. The French had had it up to here with his love life. But his ratings are back up again now.
I'm not a Sarkozy fan, but I should say at least he did something, he tried.
I don't vote for him, but I recognize that he gives impulsion, he's moving. That's very important.
Les institutions financières.
A hoarse Sarkozy addressing the European Parliament. The French leader has taken on a punishing workload since the global economic crisis began. But Sarkozy watchers say he might have his own personal crisis come January, when France ends its EU presidency and the Frenchman's moment of glory comes to an end. In Paris, I'm John Lawrenson for Marketplace.
In New York, Mayor Michael Bloomberg is floating the idea of a plastic shopping sack charge, thinking green both in the sense of the environment and, of course, cash flow. And one man in Washington State is betting on a stack, a big stack, of newspapers. Thomas Baldwin bought 10,000 copies of Wednesday's Bellingham Herald with the front page headline, Obama Wins. He bought the papers at a bulk rate and hopes to sell them as collector's items down the road. All the news that's fit to print and, of course, make money. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for being here. Enjoy your day and have a great weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.